Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast. Interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ahona Betty, you are running for
episode 133
school board trustee in the combined Ward 814 ward. Welcome to the 155 Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
As said, my name is Ahona Medi. I am 20 years old and I'm a Ward 14 resident. I've also attended schools in both Wards 8 and 14, including Ari Riddell, Sorrell and McNabb, and Westmount Secondary School. I am a daughter of immigrants, and currently I work at the Disability Justice Network of Ontario, doing research around education and a COVID-19 just recovery. And I'm also a member of Hamilton Students for Justice, a grassroots group of racialized students.
Why are you running for trustee?
I'm running for trustee because in 2020, when I graduated from high school, I was also a student trustee at the Hamilton-Wentworth District School Board for 1 year. And working along the Board of Trustees, I could understand that there were a lot of problems there. I think that there was a lack of transparency, a lack of accountability, and obviously a lot of instances of racism. And I would call these instances systemic racism. And so I think that there is a need for young voices, for racialized voices, and for marginalized voices in order to make the board represent students and constituents in a more effective manner. I also think that a lot of individuals who run for trustee don't have very deep community connections with students, with parents, with constituents specifically. And I think that that is the role of trustee. So it's concerning that that isn't happening right now. And so as a candidate, one thing I think that is an advantage for me is that I don't have to build those connections, but I already have them because I am a recent high school graduate, because I'm a former student trustee, and because I do a lot of community advocacy as a student organizer.
How have you contributed to your school community and education in Hamilton?
As a student trustee, I did a lot of work to advocate for the Indigenous student trustee role, also did a lot of work to advocate against bullying that was happening in schools. And also at the end of my term, called out racism at the board table, something that people knew was apparent for a very long time, but it was something that was kind of unspoken. So I think a lot of the advocacy work that I do brings to light things that people know are happening already, but they haven't completely had the courage to touch on or had the means to touch on or call out in that sense. Currently, I am working at the Disability Justice Network of Ontario, as I said. As for students, I've done a lot of work with Ontario Students for COVID Safety, working on seeing how we can improve COVID pandemic measures for students specifically. I also have been a member of Hamilton Students for Justice for a while. And through that, we did the work of getting police out of schools. We did the work of collecting testimonials. So personally, when I was a student trustee and in Hamilton Students for Justice, collected almost 300 testimonials from community members, talking about their experiences with police, but their experiences of racism in general in the school board. I also conducted and co-authored the Black Student Safety Report with the Hamilton Center for Civic Inclusion a few months back, which outlined recommendations for the province and for the Ministry of Education, as well as local school boards around how we can create safer spaces for Black students, which in turn will create safer spaces for students and parents and caregivers in general. So on top of that, yeah, I do a lot of community work and been canvassing around 5 or more times a week. So I think right now that's the most important thing to me as a candidate, being able to connect directly with my constituents on top of the work I'm doing outside of this campaign.
It could be argued that school board trustees merely exist to provide someone for local parents to blame for provincial decisions. The autonomy of local school boards is limited. What do you see as the role of the modern school board trustee?
I think a lot of the time we hear trustees and other school board affiliates saying the mandate of a school board trustee is to serve the health of the board or to protect staff or to help the board in that sense. I would argue that the role of the trustee is actually to directly represent and consult with and connect with constituents, with students and parents. A lot of the time we do get to talk about that connection with constituents specifically, but not enough. But I think where it's lacking a lot is that conversation with students. I don't think current trustees connect with students to the degree to which they should be, especially considering that our entire education system exists to serve students. And I think that needs to be at the center of the trustee role. Trustees do have a lot of responsibility around approving things like budget, being able to make decisions about where like public assets go that the board owns. They can make a lot of decisions on behalf of students when they pass motions, when they approve of motions, when they approve of budgets. And I think that needs to be taken into consideration in the sense that these are things that are not just, you know, in the air. Like, I think that they're very much impacting students and constituents and community in people's everyday lives. And I think that connect kind of has to be drawn in the sense that trustees should be able to have that consultation, have that collaboration with constituents, with community, with students consistently.
What are your priorities for improving public education in Hamilton?
I think that one thing that I'm really prioritizing is a universal design for learning. A universal design for learning means that schools can be accessible. And when we hear accessible, we think often we're only focusing on disabled students. But I think we are focusing on disabled students, but when we focus on disabled students, we focus on everyone. So a universal design for learning encompasses spaces that are deeply entrenched with ideas of equity and of inclusion. And so I want to see policies in place where racialized students, where disabled students, where students with unique needs always have their needs met. I also want to see a lot of community collaboration, and I want to see a lot of intra-government and intra-community collaboration. For example, I think municipal governments, specifically city councilors and mayor candidates or provincial representatives, have a lot of work to be doing with school boards and have a lot of work to be doing in terms of supporting school boards and the health of school boards as like these integral parts of communities. So I want to see a lot of that, especially I think it'll be beneficial as I'm working alongside Kojo Dempty, who's also running for city councilor. And I think that's something that needs to be more apparent.
What three skills have you demonstrated that make you the best choice to be entrusted as the Ward 814 school board trustee?
For my first skill, I would definitely say that I'm vocal. So when a lot of things are happening at the trustee table that are going to directly impact students and constituents and community members, I'm one to call that out. And I think that people can see that through my work as a student trustee. I think another thing is I would say I'm creative. I think I'm very open-minded. And there's a lot of room for me to engage with community in a sense where we can come up with creative solutions to issues that are happening within school boards and more broadly provincially as well. I think on top of that, I am present. To say I have consistently shown up in community and for students and at schools during my term as a student trustee, as a student, and even now. Again, I would say vocal, I would say present, and creative.
What two policy or practice changes do you wish to achieve in your four-year term on the board?
As stated earlier, I definitely would like to see practices of a universal design for learning, one that encompasses including and making sure that all students are safe and all students' learning needs are met. I'm saying that in the sense that disability justice, inclusion, mobility justice, letting kids move, something that I've heard from a lot of parents and community members, these things need to be in place in every aspect of the board level. This needs to be deeply entrenched in everything we do in education. And again, I want to see more intergovernment collaboration with city councilors, with MPPs, with different levels of government, because this advocacy needs to be widespread. Something I think about is the possibility of having community benefits agreements between school boards and other organizations like community organizations to ensure that everyone in the community is benefiting from what's happening in schools. I think this will be really, really important for both local engagement and a more widespread engagement.
It's 2026. The public record is writing an assessment of your performance in the past 4 years. What three words do you hope will describe your term on the board?
I think the first is accountable. That's something I've always tried to be, and I think it's something that's needed at the school board level, always. The second would be courageous. I want to continue to be that voice that calls things out and speaks up when things are not going well at the school board level. So courageous, and I'd also want to be seen as innovative, someone who is open-minded, someone who is willing to change things in a way that hasn't been seen before.
As a school board trustee, your duty is to ensure the best quality of education for students across the entire school system. How will you manage a staff recommendation to close a school in your ward that the board's professional staff states will enable the board to provide a better quality of education across the system?
Well, I think as a student trustee, I've seen that a lot of the finances and the budget allocation of the board is not working in favor of students and constituents, even though the board may say it is. I think specifically if we think about Sir John A. Macdonald and its closure, that shouldn't have happened. I think every school closure is a failure of the school board because they should have been up to date with school renewal practices. They should have been up to date with ensuring community engagement, ensuring student engagement, and making sure that schools are accessible to students 100% of the time. And so I think that a lot of the time, again, we say the province has guidelines. We can't advocate against this and these sorts of things. But if it's not trustees who challenge these closures and who challenge these things that are directly impacting students and their ability to, you know, engage in their right to education, then who will challenge this? So I think as a trustee, it would be, you know, my job specifically to challenge school closures in a way that wasn't done, for example, when Delta was given to a developer rather than community organizations like Indwell. These are things that shouldn't be happening because schools are there for the purpose of serving students, for the purpose of serving youth and community. And this is what needs to continue to happen.
How will you inspire public confidence in trustees and the school board?
Inspiring public confidence means that you consistently show up. I think that's something that I have already done for the past few years as a community organizer, as an advocate. And so I think a lot of people already have a lot of trust in me, which is something that other trustee candidates might not have because they don't show up and they don't have those conversations with community. I think another thing I wanted to do as a trustee is every single time there's a vote and we're asked, can we make this thing public? Should we make it public or should we keep it private? Every single time, I'm making the promise that I will make it public no matter what it is, because as trustees, our responsibility is to serve constituents. So why would we hide things and why would we, you know, make decisions behind closed doors? I think while canvassing, I've seen that a lot of families are saying, I'm the first person, the first trustee candidate that has ever come to their door, who has ever had a conversation with them. And so I think ensuring that trust comes with showing up in that sense. And that's something that I continue to do.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. How can people learn more about your platform and connect with you?
People can connect with me on social media. My Twitter handle is @AhonaMehdi, so @AhonaMehdi. My Instagram is Ahona4Trustee with the number 4. And my website is ahonamehdi.ca. So you can view my full platform there, how to donate, how to support, and how to learn a little bit more about me as a candidate.
This has been episode 133 of the Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of the Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the press club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.